This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Everyone's brains work a little differently. And for me, learning a new language can be really hard, especially the older I get. That's why I'm excited to try Rosetta Stone. This isn't just flashcards. Their program immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Full Body Chills listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/chills. That's rosettastone.com/chills. This episode was produced with audio effects in full surround sound. For the best experience, we kindly recommend you listen with headphones.
Hi, listeners. I'm Nikki Boyer, and I have a story I want to tell you. A story of a seasoned nurse and the many newborns she delivered. So gather around and listen close. When you work in the labor and delivery ward for as long as I have, everyone assumes you love babies. I don't love babies. I like them enough. And maybe at one point I loved babies, but it's the mothers who really ruined it for me. The self-righteous, know-it-all new moms who 24 hours before walking onto my floor had never held a baby in their life. But now, with breasts full of milk and a bleeding uterus, can confidently say, all of us childless people just don't understand the bond between a baby and their mother. That instant connection that forms. It's so primal and unmistakable. They can never describe it because they insist it's unknowable. Unknowable until you do it yourself. The goddamn superiority they hold over you. It's like the second they push out those lumps of gooey flesh, they become part of another class of humans. And it's them versus us. The mothers and the childless who can't possibly ever know real joy. Oh, sure. We may think we are happy, but that's because we don't know better. It's such antiquated BS. And even the most liberal, progressive, I marched for women's rights feminists do it. They may not say as much, but it never fails. They ask me if I have kids while they're holding their freshly washed offspring. And when I say no, I can always feel their pity. Oh, a woman so old with nothing to show for her life. Never mind, I had a fulfilling career, traveled the world, had hobbies, and slept a full 8 hours every night. They feel sorry that I haven't looked into the eyes of something I have created and known true and unconditional love. They're just babies. Whatever you were before, you're still that same crummy version of you. Now with less sleep, and a whole nother person you're going to teach all your bad behaviors to. Congratulations. These moms look into the eyes of their babies like they're going to change the world. Well, I hate to break it to you, ladies. I've been doing this long enough that I can promise you, 999 times out of 1,000, your kid's going to grow up, get mediocre grades, then a job they'll probably hate going into every day. They'll litter, and lie and become just as average as you are. So, it's the moms I take issue with. I'm not trying to hurt the babies. And I don't. What I do, what I have done, doesn't affect them long term, I'm sure. Because despite what these moms think, there isn't anything special about them or their precious bond. All these moms, just like all these babies, are equally average. So it's not hurting anyone. I'm just trying to prove a point. Though it's a point I won't be able to prove until after I'm gone. I won't be there when my letter is read. When you, whoever you are, have the burden of deciding what to do with it. Don't get me wrong, I would love to be there. But this isn't the kind of secret that can be shared while I'm alive. Unless I want to be out of work forever or maybe even go to jail. No. This is the kind of secret you take with you to your grave. Though I do want people to know what I've done. If I didn't, I wouldn't have kept such detailed records. Along with this letter, I'm including one other file on the flash drive. An Excel spreadsheet where I kept detailed records of all the babies I swap. For each child, you'll find their birth name, date of birth, mother's name, and room number. At the time of writing this, I've swapped 436 babies over the 26 years I've been a labor and delivery nurse. My notes are meticulous. What people do with them after I'm gone is up to you. I know I won't be around to see any of their faces. Heck, some of them might not even be around either. But I have spent countless hours imagining what they'll think and say and do if they ever learn the truth. Some of them will be in denial, think I lied for attention because little Johnny is the spitting image of his daddy. Our Haley Grace has the same birthmark as her mama. It's impossible, of course. There isn't a speck of their DNA in that child if they actually did a test. But their pride won't let them believe it. Ugh, they were so smug. But even for the ones that won't get the DNA test, who will pretend they never heard my story, the ones who will actively run from it, I'll keep them up at night. They'll think of all the times they breastfed a baby that wasn't theirs. That feeling they fostered every single day, even as their kid grew up to be an average little brat who failed their expectations. They still felt pride because they were theirs, a part of them. What does it mean now that they know they're not? Well, they're going to love them, of course. I'm adopted myself. I had great parents who really did love me. I'm not saying they won't love their kids. It's actually going to kill them to know they could be taken from them or that their kids might have questions about them someday. Maybe they'll want to find their birth mother. I wonder if some of them will make excuses, blame the less desirable parts of who their kids turned into on those other people's genes, and daydream about how their perfect child probably got ruined by some other family. I know people will hate me because I took a baby from their mother. Oh, God, how could I? Do you know how precious that bond is? But that's the damn point, isn't it? None of them knew. When they asked me if I had kids and then pitied me for my answer, it took everything in me to not laugh. That's not your baby latched to your breast. Your baby's down the hall feeding off an equally annoying new mother. I don't know how many times I'll do this. I'm edging close to retirement, and each time I say it will be the last. Oh, but on days like today, a day when two little girls were born at almost the same time, and they look so similar. The mom in 204 asked me if I had kids. So, maybe just one more. Full Body Chills is an Audio Chuck production. This episode was written by Ashley Flowers and read by Nikki Boyer. This story was modified slightly for audio retelling, but you can find the original in full on our website. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.